The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Thursday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattullo, and traffic with Debbie Duhame. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. It is 4 minutes after 9 o'clock. It is Thursday, November 16th. At 47 degrees in New York. It's not going to be too bad. You're going to see some sun. Hopefully you're doing okay weather-wise around the rest of the country. Hey, by the way, thanks for listening around the country. I'm reading and seeing the tweets and the correspondence on a Facebook, and apologies for not getting back to you on Facebook or on direct messaging on Twitter. I'm so delinquent with that. Guilty as charged, and I apologize for that. So much is going on, but I appreciate it with all my heart. Frankie and Al and I and Debbie say thank you for reaching out to us, saying hey on AM 970, The Answer. And I love nowadays, in the old days, you do a national radio show, you go, you know, you got to go on the regular broadcast network. Now, you just stream us right on AM970TheAnswer.com, and you get to listen, and we appreciate it very much. And you're always welcome to call, no matter where you be, 877-970-2999. Also, on AM970TheAnswer.com, you can make a little donation to Food for the Poor, if you check that out, Food for the Poor. We're helping out Puerto Rico. We're going to jump to Kevin McCullough momentarily. Kevin is on AM 970, The Answer, at 5 p.m., as you know. But he is going to help us raise some money for our brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico. That is still devastated. Kevin's going to give you all the stats on that. And I want to go to Frankie and do the headline news real quick for you, because I know you tune in for the news, just for yous. But if you get a chance, I'll give you the number for Food for the Poor. It's 855-919-4673. Whatever you can do. Hey, believe me, you're strapped like I am. I mean, it's like you don't make enough money. How much money do you have to make anymore, right? Right? Between the taxes, especially New York and New Jersey, these the Northeast states, we get slammed. And then this is what I love, too. I go from Jersey to New York. One toll after another toll after another toll, getting into at the tunnel. And then you're in the city. The traffic doesn't even move. And you have to the parking and the parking tickets. It's so everything's so expensive. So I understand. I hear you. But if in your heart you could squeak out a few bucks for our family in Puerto Rico, you can call 855-919-4673, and God bless you for that. Frankie Five Boroughs, before yes, we go to Mr. McCullough, breaking down the news, it's all about the tax reform. Peter King and Dan Donovan, I love the way they have that little competition going on. And if I remind you listening, King, Dan Donovan set up a great surprise for me when Frankie and Al were at Lorenzo's in Staten Island. I was performing on stage, and Peter King showed up, and they were in the audience. And they have a great kind of rivalry going on. But I love when these two congressmen stick together for the good of New York.
Absolutely. It was a great surprise to me as well that I didn't have to pay. Dan bought my dinner and cocktails that day, which was very nice. You know, speaking of tax reform, Joe, if this goes through, whether it's the Senate version or the House version, New Yorkers are going to lose a ton of deductions. I know you're going to be talking about Food for the Poor. That is a great way, if you're looking for some extra tax deductions to make up for what you're losing on property taxes, on home mortgage interest, or state and local taxes, it's a great way to preserve your deductions.
Because you can write off deductions in this proposal. Hey, and again, we have tax reform. We'll see what happens. And if you want to watch Peter King, and maybe we can get some audio on that, guys, Peter King and Dan Donovan talking about why they are not going to vote for this tax reform package. So more Kevin Spacey news, man.
Oh, boy.
Now from London's office. You know, and you and I, we're the biggest Spacey fans than you and I. I mean, really, how disappointing is this, Five Boroughs?
Well, I think the lesson we have to learn from all this, the Kevin Spacey stuff, the Louis C.K. stuff, the O.J. Simpson stuff, all of this. Yeah. It you have to separate the art from the artist, Bill Cosby. And, you know, so just because somebody's a talented performer, it doesn't mean that, you know, they're not a creep or, an alleged creep in the case of Kevin Spacey. But what we're seeing with Kevin Spacey now, the Old Vic Theater in London, which is their equivalent of Broadway, basically, says that it's found, listen to this, 20 allegations of inappropriate behavior by Kevin Spacey. Now, Spacey was the artistic director there for years. He's obviously been under a lot of fire since the sexual harassment allegations came forward last month. And now there are all sorts of allegations that are, a little too graphic for me to say on the radio.
Thank you.
They are investigating it, and we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, it's just so unnecessary. And is it all real? You don't know what's real, what's not real. And also this, that you can say anything about anybody at any time, and all of a sudden you are guilty. Anybody could come out. And then when it gets to Gloria Allred, she shows up. What's real? What's not real? And again, I'm no fan of Judge Roy Moore, and I don't understand why the Republicans even put this guy to run for Senate in place of that seat for Jeff Sessions. But one after another, it looks like a concerted witch hunt at this point, Frankie Five Boroughs.
Well, look, it could be. I mean, that's the problem with cases that are 30 or 40 years old. That's the whole reason why there's a statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations, that's right, exactly right. Also, I want to lay into this one more time, if I may, this morning. Those three UCLA basketball players that were arrested in China, on suspicion of shoplifting. Now, they're back in Los Angeles. LiAngelo Ball, Jalen Hill, Cody Riley. So they were they were over there playing. UCLA was playing Georgia Tech in China, and they take some Louis Vuitton, like $700 sunglasses. What are you thinking, guys? What are you thinking? They thank Donald J. Trump in a press conference. They thank the President of the United States. Now, and I don't even think about going here. I don't even want to go here. But I asked Frankie. Were they kids of color? Where they could, because everything Donald Trump does, oh, it's so bad. Oh, he's so racist. Look what he does. He picks the phone up, talks to the president of China, the Xi Jinping, Chinese. He calls the president of China. Hey, you got to release my guys. Boom, it happens. I'm telling you, love this. And I have a good feeling. And I'm an optimist. And I hope, I don't think foolishly. But I see what Donald Trump is doing when he goes out there and he lays down the groundwork for better deals, better trade deals. He went in person to the Pacific Rim. Now, we voted against the TPP. We were all against the TPP, except for Hillary, Oh, then she came on board. But he went over there. And now you got people, he calls the president of China to release these three. And anything could happen in a dangerous country like that, in a communist country like that, would happen in North Korea. North Korea is certainly far worse than China, but still something could happen. You got to give the president credit. I would like to see, that should open every morning news show. I'm sorry. Look what happened. And Joe Scarborough and everybody who cannot stand Donald Trump, they should say, you know what? This was a good thing. One little good thing. Can they say that? On the other hand, when Donald Trump takes a sip of Fiji water in the middle of a speech, he should tweet something funny about it. Like, hey, Marco, I'm sorry, I need some pointers on how to sip water in the middle of a speech. Something that, let's lighten this up. The hate's got to stop, man. The hate's got to stop. And when something good happens on either side, we should acknowledge it. Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 11 minutes after 9 o'clock, 877-970-2999. What a week, Frankie. Yeah, what a week we had, huh? It was a crazy week all week long, running around. And look at me, like it's not over yet. Frankie, apparently you and I are going to Israel.
Terrific.
Yes, we are. We're going to go to Israel. We had a great chat with Judy over there at Heroes to Heroes, which is a spectacular organization that helps out military vets with post-traumatic syndrome. And I tell you what, stress disorder and the like. And they take them in a kind of religious way. And is that okay to say that religiously? It is. But they try to teach, you will find peace in the Holy Land. And when you go, you can't even explain what happens in Israel. But there is a spirituality, no matter what you are, whether you believe in God or not, it happens when you go to the Holy Land. So they take a lot of these soldiers with the post-traumatic stress disorder over to the Holy Land. They take them to the holy sites, and it does amazing things for the vets. It's a great, great organization, Heroes to Heroes. So I said, hey, we should go with you. Well, They said, you know, you want to go? And I said, well, maybe Frankie could go. Kevin Jackson may go with us, too, Frankie.
So, wow, that's going to be some trip.
Yeah, I'm going to call Dr. Joseph Frager, too. I know he's going with Mike Huckabee goes over there. Also, Frank, we have the opportunity to be baptized in the Jordan River. Praise Jesus! Praise Jesus! What do you think? We got to take Al and get him baptized in the Jordan River.
Come Al on, needs Frank. Some sort of help.
If the Jordan River was full of comes out of craft beer, maybe we'd have a shot.
God. But
couldn't
get me out of there.
But Frank, would you? I have to ask you, would you go get baptized at Jordan River? I think
I
would.
I'm already baptized, though.
But you get rebaptized. You get rebaptized in the Jordan River.
I will give that some thought. I will consult with my spiritual.
You and me. Do you wear Speedos when you go in? I mean, it's kind of.
I will not be.
Ew! I can't even get that image out of my brain. Either one of you. Oh. Where's the garbage pail? Lord.
Speedos should be outlawed. You're right now. They should just
Please,
be outlawed.
Please, don't ever say that word again. It's like I have to dump you. That's a foul word.
I want to see you.
No. Don't put that image in my brain. No. No.
Al Cattullo in a Speedo.
No. Vile.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, you're right. We have to do a calendar. The AM 970, the Answer calendar with us and Speedo. That ain't going to happen. I'll tell you right now. Hey, it's 9:15. Jersey Joe on the radio. So Kevin McCullough is on at 5 o'clock, as you know, with Kevin McCullough Radio. Does a great job. He's on our sister station, WMCA, The Mission. Great broadcaster. Great on Fox News. And we asked Kevin to come on and with Phil Boyce is our programming guru, who has been helping children all around the world with food for the poor, right? So now, look at Puerto Rico. Still, they got no electricity. 3 million Americans. They don't forget, Puerto Ricans, they're Americans. Oh, yeah. Access to clean water. Where are we with Puerto Rico? And Kevin's here to tell us how we can help, and we appreciate Kevin's time. In that regard, Mr. McCullough, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Joe, I got bad news for Al. It's actually worse than Speedos, because when they take you to the Jordan, I've led five listener trips there. You can't go in shorts and Speedos. They have this long white. It looks like a nightshirt.
Ooh, I like that.
And you wear it. It covers you like shoulder to foot. Except when you go in the water, it gets wet.
Uh oh, and that is ugly. That when you get out, it could be ugly. I guess, huh?
The Speedos would be actually probably an improvement. Is my point.
So, hey, Kevin, by the way, we'll get the food to the poor, which is, yes, we appreciate you. When you go into the Jordan, I remember when Joey and I went there, we were in Israel a couple years ago, and then you walk down, like there's steps in there. Do you go in the whole, do you get your whole body wet, or is it just on your head like the Catholics?
Yeah, no, they dunk you like the Baptists.
Wow, you go right
they
in.
They take you all the way under. And whoa, occasionally you'll see a lost Giants hat just floating down the Jordan. I don't know why, but... randomly, New York Giants hat.
You're laughing. Floating. You're listening. I lost my Giants hat in the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, man. And I lost it because it was low, and I ducked, and my Giants hat, my favorite Giants hat, flipped off. I was afraid to go in and talk to the Greek Orthodox priest. Hey, can I go back in? I didn't go there, so maybe it may be in the Jordan River. Hey, Kevin. Anyway, give us the lowdown on food for the poor, and we love you for helping out Puerto Rico, man.
Well, it's something that our radio stations do, and. Food for the Poor does help a lot of kids, as you were saying earlier, Joe, but they also wanted to respond to this crisis because this is the worst case that FEMA has ever been given stewardship of in the modern era. And so they're serving, they're trying to raise the relief supervisor, trying to feed 1 million meals per day of emergency food. Now, Joe, this is 55 days now past the hitting of the hurricane. Everybody, you know, we've forgotten about Florida. We've forgotten about Houston. Sure, the people that live there are still rebuilding and digging out. But in terms of national consciousness, those places are off and running. They still have, I'm looking at a New York Times story from this morning. There are, they just got to what they were hoping would be about 50% electrical capacity revving back up because they've had to ship these massive amounts of equipment from the U.S. to reinstall. They flipped the switch yesterday, and it was like one of those cartoons where it flips on, and you're like, oh, good, it's going, and then
and
it just shut back down again. So there's additional problems, and without electricity, you can't have refrigeration. You can't have a lot of different types of food preparation.
Yeah,
there's tons of things. Air conditioning for the really hot parts, heat for the cold nights. Just imagine the city of New York going down without electricity for 50 days. Imagine what it would be like in Newark, New Jersey, without electricity for 50 days. These people went from first world American society to literally being knocked back into the dark ages, third world conditions like you would see in Haiti or Guatemala or other places. I mean, it's that desperate. And people are dying because they don't have the health clinics don't have electricity. They're not able to keep things sterilized.
Yeah,
they're trying to do the best they can.
Yeah.
But you don't have any refrigeration. You don't have any food. You don't have any water. You don't have any way of creating clean water by, sending it through filtration systems, because the filtration systems need electricity. So what we've been doing, and it's really good news, since I was on with you a couple of days ago, we've packed about half of a container for Puerto Rico. And a container, I'm talking about the back end of a semi-truck. So think of like a railroad car or a semi-truck. That's how big these containers are. And when you pack them full with everything that we can send, water, diapers, batteries, hygiene supplies, you name it, we can get it in there. We can put about $150,000 to $200,000 worth of supplies in one container. But it costs about $5,000 to ship it there. So what we're asking for is help in shipping these containers down there. Now, Food for the Poor has set up some 300 distribution points throughout Puerto Rico. One of the things that they're sending, by the way, are emergency generators, so you can get at least a little bit of power going for like a doctor's office. You can get a little bit of power going for like a church's refrigerator. Mm-hmm. But that's how they're having to come together as a community to just survive. People are dying at a higher rate. In fact, they're dying at about three times the rate that they were before the hurricane.
Really?
And people say, well, you only lost 55 people, quote, only lost 55 people in the hurricane.
Yes,
but since the hurricane's passed, they've lost about three times the number of people per day that they had lost prior to that. And that's because of the disease that's growing, because of the lack of electricity, lack of proper food storage, all the other things that are going on. So what we're asking people to do is to consider giving a gift in one of two ways. If we have people that can give a one-time check of $250, if we have 20 of those, that packs a container. Or if that's too much, you could do $20 a month for the next 12 months, and if we have 20 of those, that packs a container. Now, on this container that we're talking about, we only need about 10 more people to give a one-time gift of $250 or 20 by 12 to pack that container out. And the AM970 will have its first container going into Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
But we need people to help, and that number is how they do it.
855-919-4673. Go to AM970 The Answer. Check out the banner. Stay with us, if you would, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, what's your Twitter? What's your Twitter account?
At KMC Radio.
Ah, that was it. I couldn't get that. KMC. I'm going to just tweet something out in that now.
Thank you.
Well, they want to make a donation.
I know you won't be answering my tweet for a couple of weeks. So,
am I bad at that?
And by the way, Joe, why would you apologize for not answering direct messages on air? Like, they shouldn't even be. No one should have your direct messages. They should be able to get to you.
Well, they're far too important to have the general public. No.
The
DM. When they do, people reach out, and they reach out on Facebook, and the requests are so nice, and the observations are so sweet. And then I'm just, one thing goes to the next, and I'm running around, and I never get back to them. So, I feel guilty about everything. I'm an Italian Catholic. What am I going to tell you, Kevin, Hey, listen, we're going to go to traffic, but could you talk to Al again? Maybe he'll go to Israel with us, and we're going to baptize. We'll put Jesus and Al Gattulo. Come on, that's our mission.
White robes in wet water.
White
robes in wet water.
That's not a pretty sight. Kevin's going to come back. We're going to talk about food for the poor. We appreciate that. 921 right now. And you're welcome to call anytime at 877-970-2999. Brandy Scott's on the roads with the traffic on AM 970. The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Southbound on the West Side Highway, you are still packed, but slightly better. You're still solid from around Dyckman Street on through to West 57th. That's two exits better than you were 30 minutes ago. Southbound on the Harlem River Drive, you're jammed from around Park Ave to the Willis Ave Bridge. We've got an accident taking a lane eastbound on the Grand Central over by exit 23. That has you stop and go from the Kew Gardens interchange, and that disabled tractor trailer now cleared from the turnpike by exit 16 on the northbound side, Eastern Spur. Also, that police activity now gone on the upper level of the George Washington Washington Bridge. Still going to cost you about 35 minutes inbound from the Turnpike approach. Taking a look at your weather, going to stay partly cloudy this afternoon, close to about 60 degrees for the high. Tomorrow, we've got lots of sunshine. Temperatures will be in the low 50s. This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. She didn't just visit the sick and the poor. She moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Well done, Brandi. Thanks so much. 922 with Jersey Joe on the radio. I'm having dinner on Monday with my dear friend Iggy Giuffre. You will see, again, online a lot of the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey tweets and things on Facebook and social media. We honored Iggy from Route 22 Toyota, owned by the Bram Auto Group. They gave a huge check with Toyota to the Boys and Girls Clubs of New Jersey. And not only that, we're meeting over there at Route 22 Toyota. You know what we're doing? We're setting up like a vocational kind of situation where we could teach kids about selling cars, about accounting, about sales, about mechanics. I'm telling you, this was one of the blessings that we've had, Route 22 Toyota, with Iggy and Carmelo and Chester and the daddy Carmelo, who came over from Italy all those years ago to form this great car company. Now, like, that's not enough. I always tell you that every morning, right? Like, that's not enough that they're great citizens, you know, in our area and around the country. They have this for you. The first five callers in the next 5 minutes, I'll give you to, it's 924, I'll give you to 930, okay? If you call 855-621-9949, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota. First five callers, next 5 minutes, free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter, 855-621-9949, all European makes excluded. And Alex Cancella, the general manager there, a great guy, man. He's at 0% APR financing he's going to offer you. How about that for up to 72 months for qualified buyers? This is where you want to be, Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
Jay Sekulow believes it's time to look for help from above.
A shooting at a church in Texas. There's no way to explain this as anything other than what it is, which is evil. What we need to figure out is, where do we go from here? What are the solutions? What are the things we should be looking at? Of course, we're praying for those that are injured and those that have lost loved ones. But this is where you've got to be able to merge prayer with action, in my view.
Jay Sekulow, live weeknights at 6, right before Larry Elder at 7 on AM 970, The Answer.
It's that time of year when everyone is traveling and many of us want to bring our beloved pets. So imagine a luxury airside hotel for pets where your precious cargo is met with first-class accommodations. That's what you'll find at the recently opened Ark at JFK. Inspired by Noah's Ark, the Ark warmly welcomes cats, dogs, rabbits, birds, a pot-bellied pig, turtles, horses, and more, and is dedicated to providing a safe and comfortable pre- and post-travel experience for little Fido. From calming opera music, on-site veterinary service, climate-controlled accommodations, and a luxury pre-travel lounge for horses, the Ark at JFK is the best gift to give any pet when traveling this holiday season. Your furry friend or very special family member will say thank you. To learn more, go to arkjfk.com. No one likes waking up in the morning, but when you have to, there's no better way to wake up than to a fresh, hot cup of Chock Full of Nuts coffee. Premium blended and roasted to perfection. Better coffee a billionaire's money can't buy. Available at Gristiti's. Tonight, the St. John's Red Storm hosts the Big Ten Nebraska Cornhuskers. Coverage gets underway with the pregame show at 6:10, tip-off at 6:30, with John Minko calling the exciting play-by-play. Catch it on our sister station, AM 570 WMCA.
Piscopo in the morning. Good morning. Good morning. 9:26 on AM 970. The Answer. You want to give us a call? It's 877-970-2999. You know, we always joke. We kid. We joke. We go around. Me, Al, and Frank. You know, we always have a little thing going on. So, but sometimes we talk about when you get the ringing in your ears, and you think like, oh, that's just for old people. No, it's not. When Frankie even feels it, because he has the headphones on for his whole broadcasting career, even at a young age. And then me with the rock and roll, and I talk to my boomer brothers and sisters. You put the head headphones in, and then you get that ringing in your ears. That's called tinnitus. Well, if it's getting the worse, the better of you, rather, if it's getting worse, if this tinnitus is getting worse, and you would, it sounds like buzzing, sounds like cicadas. You know those animals that make, the insects that make all that noise? If it's that bad, you want to call Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld and Associates right there in Long Island. All right, you know, they specialize in solving tinnitus problems. You hear Joey telling you this. You know you got the ringing in your ear. When are you going to call? 516-364-0011. Matter of fact, Dr. Hirschfeld and her associates are so well-respected, other hearing professionals refer their patients to Dr. Hirschfeld's office. So if that's really getting the better of you, that ringing, that tinnitus is getting the better of you, oof. And it can get, it just really is very, very unsettling. Dr. Hirschfeld and her associates can help you solve your tinnitus problems. 516-364-0011. Dr. Melanie Hirschfeld and Associates. 516-364-0011.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio, great to have you with us, 928 on AM 970, The Answer. We're going to Food for the Poor momentarily, but I wanted to just get Frankie to give us a quick breakdown of all the national news. It's tax reform. We have a Congressman Peter King, Congressman Dan Donovan press conference coming up. They are not voting for this tax reform bill, Frankie Five Boroughs.
They are not, and that, as you mentioned, is a national story, but it's very much a local story as well. If New Yorkers are forced to make all sorts of spending cuts because the mass exodus of wealthy New Yorkers that are no longer going to be able to deduct local taxes, you're going to see slashes to everything. Teachers, police, fire, transit. There will be drastic cuts to everything. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens if they're able to pass it and what form it takes. There was an interesting article, I think it was in Politico. The last time there was tax reform was 30 years ago, and it was a very different political dynamic because the Democrats were in control of Congress. And Chuck Schumer, just like back then, was in a very interesting position because he was fighting to control to keep the state and local deductions.
Right.
And he went to his committee chair, Dan Rostenkowski, and convinced him, if we're going to make this work, if this tax reform is going to work, you have to keep the state and local deductions. They kept it 30 years ago. We'll see what happens now.
Yeah, what happened? Rutenkowski, didn't he get indicted for something, right? From Chicago, what, right?
Come on. Everyone in Chicago. Come on. It goes with the territory.
Oh, Lord. Well, we'll be listening to the press conference with Congressman King and Congressman Donovan. And before we go to local news with Big Al Gattulo at 9:30 with Piscopo in the morning, we wanted to lay into it a big way. I appreciate you staying with us because we know you got heart and you listen to the show. Well, I know you listen to the show because you got heart and you're concerned like we are. We're concerned about Puerto Rico. And then Food for the Poor came to us, and we can get money to Puerto Rico because it's devastating over there. They still have an electricity problem, a clean water problem, a food problem, all right? So we asked Kevin McCullough. You know Kevin from Kevin McCullough Radio, 5 o'clock on AM 970, The Answer. And you know him from WMCA, The Mission, our sister station. He's here to tell us about Food for the Poor. I see. Well, they need, like, food, water, medicines, hygiene products, Kevin. They need everything over there, huh?
Well, think about this. The supplies that were there when the hurricane came have all been gone through. So if you had stores that had stuff, that's all been used up. Yeah. But there's been no electricity to, keep things that you may have had in refrigeration. And then there's no transportation because the roads have been largely ruined. They just to get the grid for the electricity back up and running, they were going to have to order 62,000 of these huge power poles that, you've seen them, they dot our highways here in the United States. They need 62,000 of those to be produced and shipped down there. Now, you can't just put those on an airplane and fly them down. You've got to put them in a boat. It's got to go over the sea. They've got to unload them, and then they've got to transport them in a place where a lot of the roads and bridges have been washed out to the places where you've got to do it. Then, after you get those in place, you've got to relay 6,100 miles worth of electrical cable to go on top of it. So the modern thinking is that it will be June or July before the country has its power grid completely, fully functional again. And if that's the case, think about what they're existing in right now for the next 6 months, because that's kind of what they're looking at if they can't get electricity on the island. So that's just the tip of the iceberg in terms of what the problems they face are.
All right. And how can we help? I know you can go to am970theanswer.com. We have a banner there, correct, Kevin? You can go to Food for the Poor banner.
We absolutely do. And you can also just pick up your smartphone and put this number in it, 855-919-4673. And if you put that, even if you can't hit send right now, put it in and save it. But friends, and I just got word, Joe, this is kind of cool. A coalition of people that listen to you and I here on the Salem stations in New York have said that they will match every gift that comes in between now and the end of the hour.
Wow, so if that's huge.
If you can spare $250 or $1,000 or whatever, if you can do that between now and 10 o'clock, we can double the amount of good. And we're only about 10 gifts of $250 away from finishing one of those shipping containers that would be filled with about $200,000 worth of goods.
Wow. And I know they challenge us, because then you're listening, because I know you're pals and you're our brothers and our sisters on the morning show, and we appreciate that. You listening to me and Frank and Alan, Debbie on AM 970, The Answer. And they go, Joe, we gotta try to get some money from your morning show. But if you're like me and you listen and you hear this, us making a pledge to helping other people, it's kind of what I would call, and if I could be as frank as I always am, a tune-out factor. Well, we want to lean on you a little bit, because now see, my competitive edge comes out a little bit, Kevin. You know what I'm saying? And I want to say, hey, man, let the Piscopo show, let them step up, and let's take care of our brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico. Let's put politics aside. They are Americans, and they need our help. So,
more than Americans, Joe. These are New Yorkers. New York is the second largest city for Puerto Ricans on the planet, behind the island. These are not only fellow Americans, they are fellow New Yorkers. Yep. You can't bump into somebody on the street outside our studio that doesn't have a relative or know a friend that's got somebody that is living in Puerto Rico. So we need to step up, not just because they're Americans, but because they're our own neighbors.
Yeah, and children of God. 9:34 with Piscopo in the morning. Thank you, Kevin. I'm going to keep Kevin, if I can, in the studio just for a little longer. But let's jump to Big Al Cotullo. He has the local headline news right here, just for yous on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
51 degrees at 9:34. I'm Al Cotullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A Jersey City firefighter has been killed in a car crash. There are reports that a driver crashed into a car that had the off-duty firefighter. This happened at Patterson Plank Road and Congress Street in Jersey City around 2 this morning. Several others are reportedly being treated at the hospital. The bus strike on Long Island is reportedly over. Union leaders representing drivers are saying that workers are returning to their jobs this morning. The strike was deep into a second week, affecting some 20,000 students in a handful of Nassau County districts. In sports, college hoops, as you heard right here on AM 970, The Answer last night, Seton Hall beat Indiana 84-68. Tim Hardaway Jr. scoring 26 points. Knicks rallied to beat the Jazz 106-101. Rangers surrendered 5 goals in the third period. They lost 6-3 to the Blackhawks in Chicago. And the Islanders, they'll host the Hurricanes at Barclays Center tonight. It's a 7 o'clock faceoff, and you can listen to it right here on AM 970, The Answer. Stuck in traffic? Brandi Scott's got the answer.
Solid delays on Route 80 heading eastbound. We've got an accident in South Hackensack over by Hudson Street. That has you very heavy from around exit 63. Another crash on Route 3 moving westbound. It's on the service road. The left lane is blocked, making it a slow go trying to get over to 17. A crash on 21 southbound just cleaned up by Ackerman Ave. You're still solid from around Route 46. The Newark Bay extension of the turnpike stop and go from the bridge to the Holland Tunnel approach, and disabled tractor trailer on the inbound upper level of the GWB has the left lane blocked. Emergency crews are on the scene right now, hoping to move that out of the way quickly. Checking your Hudson River crossings is about 30 minutes inbound at the George Washington Bridge. You're slow after the tolls of midspan because of that disabled truck. Lower level, only a 15-minute wait. 40 minutes inbound at the Lincoln, and the Holland will cost you about 25. Alternate side street parking in effect, and today it's going to stay partly cloudy this afternoon. Close to about 60 for the high. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine, temperatures in the low 50s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Brought to you by Indeed.com. Are you hiring? Join the over 3 million businesses that use Indeed.com for hiring. You can post a job in minutes and manage your candidates from an easy-to-use dashboard. Post your next job on the world's number one job site, Indeed.com.
If you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it's probably because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. It's time to try Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. Balance of Nature is not like ordinary vitamins that are made with synthetics. It's just natural food in a capsule with tens of thousands of vital nutrients from 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Each capsule has 10 servings of fruits and vegetables. Once you start taking Balance of Nature, you will feel great. People report that their skin looks better, they have fewer aches and pains, and they have a lot more energy to celebrate Balance of Nature's 20th anniversary. They are offering their best deal ever. 2 free months of fruits and veggies and free shipping. Call now for details. 1-800-246-8751 and use the promo code The Answer for a free 2-month supply or go to balanceofnature.com. But make sure you use the promo code The Answer. Call Balance of Nature 1-800-246-8751. Use the promo code The Answer.
This is What's Your Wrinkle with plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry.
Have you had an aging spurt? You know what that is. All of a sudden, you see wrinkles and sagging eyelids and, oh my goodness, jowls. Almost overnight, you look older. I tackle aging spurts with eyelid and facelifts and office procedures like Botox, peels, and Ulthera, and the brand new jowl lifting InstaLift. And I creatively use wrinkle filler to help bring back your natural beauty without distorting your features. Let's sit down and spend an hour together. I'll design a program that can help restore your appearance and one that's within your budget. Your solution might be as simple as having moles removed. My offices are on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan and in Somerset, New Jersey. Schedule a consultation by calling 212-753-1820. That's 212-753-1820. And check me out on the web at periplasticsurgery.com. That's periplasticsurgery.com. And mention you heard plastic surgeon Dr. Arthur Perry on AM 970. And you'll receive a bottle of my nighttime serum during your consultation.
Yes, Dr. Perry, on my way. I talk with Dr. Perry. He is great. He is patient. I tell you, I'm a step away from plastic surgery. You think I'm kidding? I know. You can kind of leave your face. You can leave your face and just let it kind of fall to the ground, you know, as mine's happening, you know. But I go to Dr. Perry. He can do little tweaks and they got these little tricks. One day I will go in there and you'll say, Joe, you look 20 years younger. And I'll say, thank you. Call Dr. Perry, please. Oh, hey. And then hair plugs. I need plugs. But that's a whole nother show. We'll talk about reinventing Joe Piscopo. Oh, a lot of people would like to do that. 9:39 with Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10 o'clock. You don't want to miss Mr. Gallagher, okay? Now, can I tell you about Mike Lindell? I love Mike Lindell. Talk about great Americans. Talk about great patriots. Talk about men with great faith. Mike Lindell is a stellar human being. He really is. I know him personally. He's been through so much in his life. But he cares enough about you when he comes up with this great invention called MyPillow that you see everywhere, all over television, right? He comes up for this exclusive deal with this exclusive deal just for you listening to AM 970, The Answer. And it's if you buy one pillow at regular price, you get a second pillow for free. Just like that. Buy one pillow at a regular price, you get a second pillow for free. Now, not only that, and I just as an aside, if you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code, if you would, AM970, you'll get that mattress that Al and I have. Al got the mattress. I went, whoa, what mattress? You got the mattress? You get the MyPillow. They have this mattress. You open it up. It opens up. You put it right on. You can't believe how great and comfortable this mattress is. But right now, we'll concentrate on MyPillow.com. Use the promo code AM970, and you'll get that special deal just for you from Mike Lindell. One pillow at regular price, second pillow, absolutely free, by the way, with a 60-day money-back guarantee and free shipping for orders over $100. You can call as well, 800-651-0798, 800-651-0798, or go to MyPillow.com. Please use the promo code AM970.
Dennis Prager, coming up at 1 on AM970. The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio. Great to have you with us this morning. Love having you with us every morning. Proud to have you with us every morning. Breaking up. You can't make up the news. You can't make up the news. Now, I'm going to, again, breaking down all the stories that UCLA players are back home after the China shoplifting arrest. You could thank Donald J. Trump for that. You could hear basketball players from UCLA actually thanking Donald J. Trump. Now, I'm going to tell you that, but I would like to see the mainstream media concentrate and maybe get the positive out, you know? And again, if Joe Biden did it or
if Hillary did something else and it was positive, we're going to acknowledge that. That Da Vinci sold for $450 million. I don't want to hear anybody say anything bad about Italians, all right? All right, I'm just telling you. You look, Leonardo da Vinci was Italian, okay? And then you're going to hear the derogatory comments about all the Italians. We will have fun with the stereotypical portrayal of Italian Americans. But, you know, this goes to Da Vinci. It goes to Christopher Columbus, and they want to take the statue down. You know what? If there's something great that happens with Italian Americans, you know, your old pal Joe's going to be the first to talk about it because we need all the help we can get. So this is Da Vinci, man. $450 million for a 500-year-old Leonardo da Vinci painting. Roy Moore, I am so tired of hearing about this. I don't know how this is a huge national story, but Roy Moore and all these sexual allegations on the man who's trying to take the Senate seat vacated by Jeff Sessions, our attorney general. Now one girl after another, he looks like he's standing firm and he ain't gonna stop running. He's not gonna step out of the race. And you know, you gotta call me and tell me too, because I don't know how you feel, because you are always innocent until proven guilty. It's like even the United States Senator Bob Menendez. He's innocent until proven guilty. Well, but Joe, he did this. But Joe, it's all alleged, and you got to give him his due time in court, which, by the way, as I've been predicting, I think he's just going to walk with a hung jury. Just going to walk. So what happens in that regard? But when you see these allegations, and it's in politics, you're guilty before proven innocent. Guilty. And don't you give someone a chance, or do you not? 877-970-2999. Now, I got to tell you, we are leaning into a big way in helping out Puerto Rico. So through Food for the Poor. Food for the Poor is a great organization. You hear us talk about it every now and then, and we raise money for those folks unfortunate. You know, whether it's a natural disaster or otherwise around the globe. Phil Boyce, this comes from Phil Boyce. He is our programming guru. He has a heart of gold, and he's been to Guatemala and all around the world. And so we reached out to Kevin McCullough. You know, Kevin McCullough Radio on at 5 o'clock right here on AM 970. The Answer. Kevin knows all of this better than anybody. He has traveled the world helping the less fortunate. Now, when you reach out to Puerto Rico, and what I like and why my heart is into this is because Puerto Ricans are they're Americans. And like Kevin said just a moment ago, man, they're New Yorkers. And when I went down, Kevin, and I went campaigning for the president, candidate Trump, with Rudolph Giuliani, all the Puerto Rican Americans in Florida, you forget, who voted for Donald Trump, by the way. I'm just saying. So that aside, all politics aside, Kevin is here to help us help the good folks of Puerto Rico.
Well, it's an easy thing to do, Joe, because like you said, they're us. We're them and they're us. They are Americans. Most of them have families that are split. Part of their family's here, part of their family's there. The families travel back and forth. You know, until the hurricane came, Puerto Rico was a very, forward Caribbean nation. It's not one of the more, you know, degraded islands. It had every convenience of America. But since Hurricane Maria, and the problem with Hurricane Maria, Joe, is that, and people forget this, but Hurricane Irma hit it just, a couple of days before. They had the other ones go through, and then Maria came along, and instead of kind of glancing the island and bouncing off and going back into the water, which is the way hurricanes usually hit Puerto Rico, this one bore down right across the center of the island, and it was just like taking a weed whacker to the middle of your yard when you haven't cut it for 3 months. I mean, it just cut right through, and some of that area is the hardest to get to. And so when you had, you know, dirt roads that got you through the mountain passes suddenly washed away, you have massive amounts of trees and other things that 280,000 individual homes were destroyed or significantly damaged. The governor was on 60 Minutes two Sundays ago and flew Steve Croft over the area. And you just see people surviving in like little areas. There's this one place called No Man's Island that's in the it's in the mountain range. But there's only one bridge that goes across this major river chasm to get there.
Yeah,
that thing got knocked down. So what they've had to do is string up a pulley and take a grocery cart.
Yeah.
And ferry the grocery cart across the pulley back and forth just to get supplies up to the people that are trapped there. Wow. We're talking about being first world, and in less than 24 hours after the hurricane went through, being really literally knocked back to the third world. And so these are our brothers and sisters. These are our fellow Americans. We people sometimes say, Joe, well, how come, Kev, you're always helping, you know, Haiti and Guatemala? Well, yeah, here's Americans. Yeah. They're hurting. They are suffering.
Yeah.
And it's time for us to step up for them.
Yeah, I love it. And also, Kevin, you told us something vital before. We don't need that much, like, to hit
our
goal.
No, we're very close. Yes.
So what do we got to do?
Well, we need about 10 people, and I think that the Joe Piscopo show could do this in like a half a blink if they wanted to. Just go to the phone and dial 855-919-4673, 855-919-HOPE, if you need to remember it that way, 855-919-4673. And then when you make that call, tell them you want to do one of two things. Say, I'll write a one-time gift out for $250. You can put that on your MasterCard or Visa right now, and it gets immediately credited. Or you can say, I can't do that much, but I can afford $20. And over the next 12 months, I'll do $20 every month. And that's going to be because Food for the Poor is going to be there for a few years helping in the the need. This will be this will take a long time. They won't even have the electrical grid rebuilt until July.
Yeah.
So you've got a long, steady haul of help that needs to happen. They need 1 million meals a day just to keep pace with the people that are there. So give a gift, $20 a month times 12 months, or one time $250. And if we get 10 more of either of those, we will have finished a container that will then ship $200,000 worth of supplies to the churches in Puerto Rico, and they'll use them as the distribution points.
Man, oh, man. Well, here's the number, 855-919-4673, 855-919-HOPE. And tell me, walk me through, Kevin, am970theanswer.com. There's a banner there.
Yep.
You hit the banner, boom, we're at Food for the Poor.
It says Help Puerto Rico in great big letters. You can't miss it if you go to am970theanswer.com.
Is there a code that we use, or is it attached already to
the
website?
No, it's already – you go through that URL, and you're going to get the gift is going to be given in the right place.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we really appreciate it. We'll be listening today at 5 o'clock. But,
you know,
and you're right. They need – Puerto Rico right now needs food, water, medicines, hygiene products, batteries, flashlights, generators, other desperately needed necessities, and like these big generators, for example. So we thank you, Kevin, for always helping out. But he will be listening today at 5 o'clock. Thanks for taking the time to join us this morning, man.
Thank you, sir.
All right, Kevin McCullough, we'll see you soon. So, yeah, so, you know, I know it's like old news, and, yeah, as you're paying the tolls, right, you're paying the tolls, and then we're asking you for money, but it's to help out our fellow Americans in Puerto Rico, and like Kevin said, yes, our fellow New Yorkers as well, and 95% of all donations go directly to these programs. So am970theanswer.com, help Food for the Poor. You're going to see Food for the Poor, or you can call 855-919-4673. 4673-855-919-HOPE. And thank you. God bless you. God bless you for staying with us. God bless you for listening. We appreciate that more than we could tell you. 10 minutes before 10 o'clock, 10 minutes before Mike Gallagher on AM 970, The Answer 950. And Brandi Scott is on the roads. She's got the traffic for you on AM 970, TheAnswer.com.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Still have very heavy delays on the southbound West Side Highway. You are solid from around Dyckman Street on through to West 57th Street. If you can, jump on over to Riverside Drive. You're slow, but at least moving there. We've got a crash on the Hutch, now gone, on the northbound side over by the drawbridge. Westbound Cross Bronx, you're solid. From the Bruckner over to the Alexander Hamilton Bridge on the FDR southbound, you're stop and go between the Triborough and Exit 13. 80 eastbound, crash in South Hackensack by Hudson Street. That has you very heavy from around Exit 63. Disabled tractor trailer on the inbound upper level of the George Washington Bridge. He's still there blocking the left lane and checking your Hudson River crossings. You got a 30-minute wait inbound at the George Washington Bridge. Lower level, only about 15 minutes right now. 40 minutes inbound at the Lincoln Tunnel. The Holland Tunnel will cost you about 25 minutes. Alternate side street parking is in effect today. And keep in mind, we have delays on the PATH trains. You need to carry cash today. They're not accepting credit and debit cards because they're having computer problems. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on AM 970, The Answer.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Throwing a party this holiday season? Eliminate the stress and make it a success by using Northern New Jersey's most reliable and extensive rental company, Taylor Rental. Since 1966, Taylor Rental has been a one-stop shop for everything for your party needs. From tents, tables, and chairs to chafing dishes, glassware, linen, and china, Taylor Rental has your next event covered. With the area's most extensive and varied selection of items to rent, they can take care of your special event. Call Taylor Rental's expert staff at 201-847-9611 or visit them online at TaylorRentalNJ.com to plan your next successful party or stop by one of their three convenient showrooms in Hillsdale, Ridgewood, and Franklin Lakes in Bergen County to see all they offer. For more information, directions, or questions, call 201-847-9611, 201-847-9611, or online at TaylorRentalNJ.com.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
A cloudy, damp start to our day with some leftover rain and drizzle. The clouds will break for some sun later today. It'll become windy this afternoon with a shower in spots. Our high today, 55. Partly cloudy skies tonight, blustery and colder, low 38. Windy tomorrow with sunshine, the high 49. Saturday will turn out cloudy, breezy, and not as chilly with a high 54. There may be some rain late in the day or at night. AM 970, the answer.
Thank you, Joe Lumberg. Hey, it's 9:53. You want to keep your smartphone, keep your radio, keep your online listening, what a device, whatever that may be, your computer, right where it is, because Mike Gallagher is going to break all the news down for you. Coming up momentarily, right here on AM 970, The Answer, and across the Salem radio stations across the United States of America. You can make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy. By the way, if you're listening outside the area, call Blue Rock Energy. Would you do that? Because they can help you out. This is the new 21st century way to really get your energy costs in line. Take control of your energy bill. By the way, if you own or rent a home or an apartment, you could sign up, right? BlueRockEnergy.com. Just check this out. We want you to go to BlueRockEnergy.com or call 877-280-4909. Team up with one of Blue Rock's expert energy advisors who can tailor a solution specific to your business. They can help find you ways to conserve energy, customize a rate plan, help control your energy costs, and provide you with a free on-site energy assessment. I love that because I keep thinking about my energy company. I keep telling you this. I get such a kick of only me in my life. I'll be at my house. I'll be looking out. Oh, a car's coming. Otis will start barking, right? Oh, what is that? A little truck coming down? A little tiny truck. Not a big, like a little tiny. It says Jersey Central Power and Light. And the guy, I swear to goodness, comes down the driveway. He turns around in the driveway down the gravel road, and then he goes right back up the driveway. Now, how is this guy going to determine what my energy costs are, right? That's the problem. That's why we are all going to switch to Blue Rock Energy. You'll get a human you can talk to, and they can keep your energy costs in line. 877-280-4909. Blue Rock Energy, 877-280-4909, or go to BlueRockEnergy.com.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970, The Answer.
Jersey Joe on the radio on AM 970 The Answer, AM970TheAnswer.com. Appreciate you listening all over. We love you. We love you for listening. Frankie Five Boroughs in the house. Sure. We call Al Smokestack because he could blow up at any given moment, and we love that. Oh, we just love that about Big Al Gatula.
Bless you, my son. Thank you.
I'm trying to convert Al to find God, to find God. He beats cancer like nobody else. Al Gatula beats cancer.
Hold on. See, that's disparaging to other cancer survivors. Stop.
You listen. You and I are cancer survivors. You could outlive this quote unquote dreaded disease. You can beat it. Me, you know what though, Al, and I got to tell you, as an aside, Frankie, listen to this. When I remember I was on SNL, I told you I had thyroid cancer diagnosed by the late great Dr. Olaf Haraldson, my dear loving brother-in-law, rest in peace. So he says, yeah, you got something there. I get cancer. I got mad at God. Now, you don't believe enough to even get mad at God, right?
No.
Just continue on. I got mad. And I know that you hear people say that. Why would God?
But my mom was upset about it. Like, still
she
to
blamed
this
God?
Day.
Did she blame God?
No, not that she blamed God, but it's just like, why does it have to happen to you? Who cares? It happens. It happens to a lot more people than we know. People don't get checked and don't get examined. And you know what? Yeah. At the end of the day, we're all born with the cancer gene. We still don't know what triggers a lot of these cancers. We do know that lung cancer is more than likely, mostly 80, 90% of the time, is directly triggered to people smoking. So we know that there is, if you smoke, there's an eventuality that you're going to get lung cancer depending on how much you smoke, you know, a day. But other cancers, we don't know how they're triggered. But everyone is born with the cancer gene. It just depends on what triggers it. Could it be bacon? Could it be beer? Could it be UTEP praising me all the time? Praise Jesus? Could be. You never know. We don't know.
I know, and I love the way when I had the cancer, they said, Joe, you got to get yourself in shape, man. That's why I started working out, because they always said, you got to get yourself in shape, man. You got to work out because you're drinking too much. You're not eating the right foods. And I worked it all out. I worked, went to
drinking
a
what? Water? I don't
know.
No,
no, no, no. I was drinking back in the day, and not never when I was working, but I remember on the weekend I would have scotch. We used to drink. I couldn't even drink. I know. I was drinking. And not only, I couldn't really at that point.
What to get you for Christmas?
No, listen. No. There was Dewars. My old man would drink Dewars, and then on Christmas we'd get him. What would we get him? Oh, come on, Chivas Regal, right?
Oh, there you
and,
go.
Yeah. So, but I bought a scotch called John Begg because it was so cheap. So I was, and the doctor said, "Will you stop drinking that stuff?" And really, back then, I turned my life around, and by the grace of God, here I am. But. Al, mm-hmm. Nitrates, Frankie, nitrates, beer, everything, bacon, this guy.
Gonna have it all tonight.
You have the new anti-cancer diet.
That's right.
We gotta look into
bacon
this.
Bacon it out of you. That's it.
Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for another great
Thank
show,
you,
man.
Thank you, Joe. My pleasure. See you tomorrow.
Israel, here we come, Frankie Five Boroughs.
We'll make Israel great again.
Yeah. We're looking forward to that. That's going to be in February. Oh, and we'll be broadcasting the show from Israel as well. Thank you, Al. And thanks, Brandy Scott. Appreciate you staying with us in place of the great Debbie Duhaime. Kevin McCullough, thanks for joining us. Don't forget, Food for the Poor if you can. AM970TheAnswer.com. Food for the Poor to help Puerto Rico. God bless you for listening. God bless America. Make it a great day, because you deserve it.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM970. The Answer.
51 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The last of the gold trappings of the Trump Taj Mahal Casino Resort coming down. Hard Rock International spending $30 million to erase anything connected to the former name, from minarets to the six elephants that greeted visitors. But that's only a fraction of the $500 million being spent to transform the site and create 3,000 permanent jobs when the casino and resort opens next summer. Transit officials say ridership is down this year on New York City buses and subways. MTA Chairman Joe Lota says he thinks changing work schedules and work from home options are factors. He downplayed a report from the state controller saying fares will need to increase as a result. MTA notes that mid-afternoon and weekends have seen the biggest drop in riders. In sports, Seton Hall beat Indiana. Knicks over the Jazz. Rangers lost to the Blackhawks. You now know what's going on. Have a great day, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.